I'm standing with Paul Bradshaw, the mastermind, the organiser behind GEE Camp, J-E-E Camp. What does J-E-E stand for?
Last year it was Journalism, Enterprise and Entrepreneurship, but I've tried to broaden it a bit. It's Journalism, Experimentation and Enterprise.
I like that so much more because, I don't know, we always tend to be focusing on money. I know we have to survive, but, well, we all have to adapt and survive at the moment, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. And I think there's going to be two parts to the conference. One will be the people who are interested in the money question, and the other are people who are more interested in what works kind of editorially and with online communities, with all kinds of elements.
Ultimately, I think if people are freelance, they can be a little bit more casual on the money thing because they are doing other things that not aren't. I mean, I'm here at a journalist conference. If you ask me if I feel like I'm a journalist, I've got a press pass, but I use that to get in the cinema for free mostly. I don't actually feel like a journalist anymore. When I was a photographer, I felt like a photojournalist, I suppose. I don't know, maybe I was listening to some people saying they are either failed journalists or they've left journalism for PR or whatever. I like to think we're evolving, maybe. I don't know. Maybe the words are changing.
Yeah, I think the boundaries are becoming blurred because the ability to do journalism is really open to such a massive, a much wider part of the population now. And people don't necessarily want to be a journalist, but they might want to practice journalism. So, and at the same time, journalists are capable of doing things like organising events, campaigning, organising people around an issue, so definitely the boundaries are blurring.
Definitely. It's funny how the names are changing as well, and the job titles from citizen journalist to I really didn't like the mojo that people, I mean, mobile journalism. For me, when I worked at a paper, if the journalists weren't mobile, they didn't get a story. But they didn't most of the time. They sat there on the phone. So mobile journalism, for me, they should be mobile anyway.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most encouraging moves in online journalism, if you like, recently, is the fact that it now becomes much more efficient to send people out of the office, whereas before it was efficient to keep people in the office. Mm. And there's a lot of talk of computers keeping people in the office, but as I said, the opposite is becoming the case.
But yeah, we're on a mobile device now.
Exactly, yeah, and you're able, and we'll probably be streaming on Quick and doing all kinds of things from mobiles here. But there are journalists here who don't write a word during the week, but they provide a platform for others to create journalism, and that's a really interesting development.
Well, it looks like everybody's settling down. They've all got the coffees in hand. People are going to want to be getting started pretty soon. 10 o'clock start?
Said that just so everyone would be here, but probably about 20 past. I'm going to grab a coffee myself, and then we'll ease into it.
Brilliant. I will say thank you very much for getting this together. I'm pretty excited as to what we're going to be talking about.
So am I. I'm a bit curious.
Cheers. Bye.